Okay, I'm here this afternoon with two gentlemen from Scotland who've just arrived in Barga. One's a photographer, one's a designer.
And interior designer.
Gentlemen, who are you? What are you doing here? What's the game today?
My name is Jerry Thompson. The business is called Thompson MacLeod. We're based in Glasgow in Scotland. Currently we're here together. I'm here together with Ken Mellon, who's a photographer, to photograph parts of everyday life in Barga, Lucca, the surrounding area, for a project that I'm currently working on for Aldo Ciccini, who was born in Barga, and his son Anthony. They have two restaurants, one in Ayr and one in Ardrossan in Scotland, and that is the main purpose of being here just now. Furthermore, we've done work at the Nardini iconic Art Deco Cafe in Largs. All of the work is in Scotland. We've done the cafe for the Coya family, and they've been in Glasgow for 85 years in Duke Street in Glasgow. We do work for the DiMaggio's chains of Italian restaurants for Mario Ghisi and Tony Canetta. And we're also working on another chain of Italian restaurants called Tony Macaroni's for Sette Marini. And that's basically my connection with some of the Italians in Glasgow and Scotland.
And your connections with Barga are incredible. If you think about the Nardini family, which were the first family really with the Castelvecchi who moved from Scotland to Scotland and started the ice cream business and then made enough money to come back and build their fabulous villas here. Mm-hmm. There's Villa Moorings now, which is the Castelvecchi family, with perfect Liberty style villa. And Largs, of course, which is for the Barghigiani, Largs is the place where everybody went, basically. There's now so many gone backwards and forwards between Scotland and Barga. We were saying earlier that in August, the language in the piazzas has got a Glasgow, strong Glasgow accent. Yeah. There's a lot of Scots here.
Yeah. But I used to have relations in Largs, so I used to go there as a kid.
Yeah.
So we would always go to Nardini's, and it was really fantastic to get the opportunity, because it had been stripped out, everything. It was just a shell. And we tried to...
So you're working with photographs to get back? I mean, have you got...
Some photographs in memory.
Yeah.
And did you ever visit?
No. I did, but so many years ago that nothing remains in my memory about it.
In the cafe side of it, they had these... They couldn't describe them as curtains, but they had ropes with large knots, and they were tied back to look like a tie-back curtain. Well, they've all been reinstated.
Right.
And the ice cream is made by David Equi, and that's on the corner. And they've actually got a little ice cream factory where they actually make it. And that's just about me. I ran out a bit.
Yeah, okay, thank you very much. Let's talk with Ken.
Yeah.
You're here taking photographs.
I'm Ken Mellon. I have a business called The Pictures Back in Glasgow, and we produce, one of the things we do is produce art for walls, a lot of it based on original photography. Jerry here has commissioned me to come out with him to take some photographs that will then be used to dress the job that's in hand at the moment. We've done a number of things like this before, as Jerry's explained, and quite often we'll come out, shoot some pictures, and then they will be manipulated digitally to make them less photographic and more painterly, if you like, using digital techniques. And also they're more often than not either printed on like heavy watercolour paper or canvas. So at the end of the day, quite often they don't actually appear as photographic as how they started out. One of the things that we've been working on is the idea of not doing the what might be regarded as the normal tourist type photographs of these areas. Mm-hmm. And as Jerry touched on earlier, we may well take pictures in some ways that could be regarded as looking quite amateurish in some respects, which is actually for me quite a difficult thing to do, because you're actually trying to unlearn quite a lot of stuff that you've been taught. Mm. So that's what we do. So we're taking pictures of everything from close-ups of brickwork, door handles, people in the street, and all the major kind of tourist attractions, if you like. And quite often we'll shoot, or I'll shoot details of them as opposed to the normal kind of image that you would get, say, in a postcard. And quite often there's extreme wide angle and extreme telephoto lenses used in order to either pick up vast wide areas or details that are very, very difficult to get to under normal circumstances. Mm. For instance, today I was shooting statues at the tops of churches, for instance. Now, normally with normal equipment, you wouldn't be able to really get to that. And when you use very long lenses to look closely at these things, they are remarkable.
Mm.
And particularly then when they're isolated and treated in a certain way and then framed and put up on a wall, they can look very interesting. And that's quite a curious thing because I'm sure Jerry will agree with me, because people don't immediately see what it is sometimes, and they ask the question, oh, where is that? How did that come about? So it actually becomes a kind of talking point.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we've been doing for a number of occasions, and we've just spent the last 9 or 10 hours doing it today.
Yeah.
So,
we went to Paris before, mm-hmm. spent a couple of days there for a project in Prestwick in Ayrshire for someone else, not Italian. So I had the idea of doing it for the Cecchinis.
Mm-hmm.
They seem quite keen on it, and we've come here and we've been treated very well.
Remarkably well, actually. Coming to Barga, it was like, you feel as though your arrival has been announced like a week beforehand, and everybody's actually been expecting us, which is just quite surprising.
Well, that's how Barga works. Welcome to Barga. It's famous for its hospitality.
And I was saying to you earlier, I heard the conversation this morning while we were waiting on the bus to go to Lucca. And these two women bumped into each other in the street, and it was exactly like a conversation you would hear in Glasgow, with Glasgow voices. I've been amazed by the connection. I didn't really fully appreciate it before I came here. It was as strong as it is.
Yeah. Well, it's strong historically. It's strong, and it's also got stronger recently with John Bellany, who came here, started painting. And the connections just keep on going. For instance, he's got a gallery just out there on the other side of the square.
Yeah.
He did an interview on BBC Radio, or Radio Scotland, I think it was, that Hamish Moore, the Scottish small pipe maker, was listening to in his studio. He got on a plane and came over and just walked into the square three years ago, and started playing his pipes. And from there, he ended up artist in residence for a year here, making Scottish small pipes just in the next studio. So that it just goes on and on and on and on. The connections just keep on going. Hamish was here. He's just left Barga today, actually, but he's organising a Scottish music festival.
Mm-hmm.
Small pipes, flutes, dancing. Poetry, I mean, complete Scottish culture. He organised as well a couple of concerts last year, which were astounding if nothing else, because there was not one piece of tartan, not one piece of, not one Jimmy hat, none of the so-called Scottish culture, which everybody seems to know about, didn't exist. It was all real stuff that... incredible. Yeah. And that's moving and continuing, and so there's a lot of Scotland here, and there's a lot of Barga in Scotland, apparently.
I mean, hopefully we'll take these images back and put them up on the walls in restaurants in Glasgow, and that will bring home back to some of the people that go in.
That's great. I think it's a great idea. We'll be watching how this carries on. So when is the restaurant? The restaurants will be ready?
One should have started this coming Monday, and that's been postponed for a week, but the rest of my staff will see that through. But as soon as I get back, I'll start to work with Ken on the photography. I'll download the photographs that I've taken from the office, make a selection. Ken will do the same with his. We'll get together and just work out. We know where everything's going just now. We just need a certain amount of images.
Really? Okay. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Okay. Thank you.